From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. About 6 weeks ago, we had Dr. Eileen Marty on as our guest. She's a professor of infectious disease at Florida International University, and she just found out that she would be called up by the World Health Organization to go to Nigeria for a month to help with this Ebola virus outbreak. I asked her to come back in when she returned so we could hear firsthand what her experience was like. She graciously agreed. And with the discovery of this first confirmed case of Ebola in the U.S., this conversation seems even more pressing right now. But first, let me say, Doctor, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be back.
When last we spoke, you were packed, you were just about ready to go, and you were waiting for a call. How do they notify you that this is it?
Email.
Really?
Yeah. Electronic correspondence is by far the most common way in which I communicate with members of WHO, although sometimes we Skype.
And you get the email, and it says to do what?
It says fill out these last few forms, including your beneficiary forms, and your airplane is going to be this one, and you're leaving on this day, and off I go.
Set the stage for us. What did you walk into? Where did you work? What was this like?
I was met right off the plane by a member of the World Health Organization, who introduced me to the Ebola greeting, which is, where there is no hand contact, and which was very smart, actually.
So that's one of the things to cut down on the spread, is elbow to elbow is your greeting.
And it's a surprisingly intimate and yet very safe greeting that is done there.
So we can better picture what your days and perhaps even nights were like. You're in a facility, you're at airports, you're at ports.
A little of everything, actually. Every day was from about 7:30 in the morning till about 11 at night. And I mean every day. There were no differences for Saturdays and Sundays and that sort of thing. It was incredibly important to do a tremendous amount of training of local physicians and nurses, with airline carriers, with ship captains, with people at border crossings, with security individuals, and even chiefs, individual chiefs that work at, that have places where people cross illegally. I was actually surprised and very happy to make sure that they understood why we needed their help, and they in turn were willing to give the help that we needed to help secure the borders.
And President Obama has committed 3,000, I believe it is, to try to help out. Is that going to be enough?
I don't know if it's going to be enough, but I certainly think it's an excellent beginning and incredibly important because this is a national security issue for the United States. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
And why do you say that?
Because of the nature of the disease, because it is the type of disease that unfortunately has been looked at by certain malfeasance as an agent for deliberately causing harm. And therefore, it is of great concern to the United States and to our security that we extinguish this outbreak. Not only for the sake of the people there, which is, of course, extremely important, but for the sake of the world and the United States and our security.
Just as we had these concerns about anthrax after 9/11, this type of thing is what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time and also for what you're doing. Not a lot of people are capable of this.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.